I just shaved the beard, trimmed it up. I didn't shave it completely off for those listening online and those wondering how long it's growing. I don't know if anyone cares about how long my beard is going, but I sure get a lot of comments about it and how more reformed I'm getting every day. But I trimmed it because it was getting a little crazy. Back to business size, I guess, business length. Welcome now to Build Tent. Who is to blame for Americans losing their job? Who is to blame for the unemployment, for the environment that is keeping us from a recovery? Everyone's worried about what kind of recovery, an A, a B, a Z, a Q. We're going to do a little analysis on this because it's interesting. We see these unemployment numbers and there's so much fret about, is the economy not really recovering as fast as everyone thinks it is, as hopes it does? The stock market goes on a roller coaster. The media goes crazy, speculating about how bad Donald Trump's made it. But who is really to blame? And I think there's a clear answer when you just do a little deep dive and a little deeper into the pool. The shallow end, obviously, does not always give you a full perspective on what is going on. Sometimes you got to go a little deeper and a little darker, a little colder, scarier place. My pool is heated, and you know, sometimes it's still a little cool when maybe the heater kicked off a little early. It was a little late night swim, whatnot. And you go to the deep end, it gets a little cold because deeper goes, more water and all that stuff. We need to go into that area a little bit today. That's what we're going to do. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to flfnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in the memo field. Get a sweet mug like the one behind me. Support this show as we proclaim the lordship of Jesus over unemployment, over economics, over your areas of life, my areas of life, and all of life, because he created it all. All things were created for him and by him. All things. And that's what we're here to do. If you appreciate the show, consider subscribing and keeping us on the air and the rest of the network. You know, in despite of tech censorship and whatnot, and the economy and the election. Man, it's going to get crazy, guys. I don't know. Do you guys think it's going to be crazy? I think it's going to be crazy, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. I just hope you're prepared. I'm going to pull up a screen. I was doing a little Google search because I was seeing this in the news and the stock market today, reading some articles. I just typed in economic recovery curve. Worries grow over a K-shaped economic recovery. Recession. What shape is the economic recovery? Is it a U, a V, a W? It's just sounding like, you know, the alphabet gang for a second. This is like the economic version of it. And there's all the speculation because there's unemployment numbers. Let's see if I can switch easily from one screen to the next. Not enough to not have an awkward silence that I need to fill. I did a little unemployment number search. The number of long-term unemployed, those jobless for 27 weeks or more, increased by 781,000 to 2.4 million, according to BLS.gov. The labor force participation rate decreased by 0.3% to 61.4% in September and is 2 percentage points lower than in February. That's interesting. Now, I don't want you to think that I am saying that the economy, in a naive, optimistic, post-mill way, is just going to recover and everything is going to be great if Donald Trump is reelected. And if Donald Trump just gets his way, things are going to be rosy, things are going to be wonderful, and you don't have to worry because the economy is going to be great because of what Donald Trump is doing. That's not what I'm saying here. Although I do need to take this moment as early election starts for my state of Florida, that we need to remember that when Joe Biden advocates for raising taxes, which is what he's going to do, he wants to repeal the tax cuts, which when you repeal the lowering of taxes, that means the taxes go up, which means you're raising taxes. When taxes go up, when you take away the cuts of taxes, they go up, which means you're raising taxes. And I don't know about you, but my tax situation is seeming a little more favorable than it did under Obama. Just a little bit. And what I mean a little bit, I mean a lot. And that's not to mention the Green New Deal in whatever form that comes in, shades of yellow, dark green, navy blue, however, whatever colors they want to paint that. There's going to be a lot more regulations. There's going to be a lot more environmental whack jobs. And those are all adding to the cost of doing business. It's going to add to the cost of investing. It's not just the taxes. Taxes are one cost of many that you have to pay for. You have to decide, evaluate, plan. Are you going to start a business? Are you going to grow your business? What are you going to do? And you factor in all these costs. The more costs there are, the greater the reward has to be. The greater the reward has to be to take on these risks. The higher the cost, the greater the risk, because you're investing and you're risking more to get a return on an investment when you're growing your capital, when you are growing your business, when you're going to start a business, when you're going to start any kind of entity. The risk goes up with the higher the cost point. If it only costs a dollar to start a business, everyone would start a business. You wouldn't even put thought into it because it's a dollar. And if your business goes under, it's like a lotto ticket. Just a dollar. Just buy a ticket. Buy a business. Start a business. It's a dollar. But because of the capital required for business, the expertise required in business, the filings that you have to do with business, the taxes you have to do with business, the opportunity costs, and all these extra exponential costs, well, it's actually like hundreds of thousands of dollars to start most businesses. If you listen to this show, bootstrapping and whatnot, obviously we don't want to spend that much to start a business, and there's ways to cut costs. I'm not saying every business costs that much. But a lot less people start businesses. Why? Because the risk is greater, and taxes play a huge part in that. And that's what Joe Biden's going to do. So I didn't really mean to go on that big of a tangent on this, but Joe Biden's going to win. Economy's going to be in big trouble, and he's going to probably shut down the economy again. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say that he was going to shut down the economy again? I can't believe that he would do it. And if he listens to, you know, limp wristed pitching Fauci, he might do it. Because Fauci loves to be in the limelight and he doesn't care about the ramifications of what he says or what he predicts. It's the most absurd thing in the world. Most absurd thing in the world. So we have unemployment numbers that aren't great because, you know, we shut down the economy. And the recovery is in question. And I agree, it is a question. We don't know how this is going to respond. How our economy is going to respond. How our jobs going to bounce back. Are we getting jobs back that we lost? A lot of companies aren't coming back. A lot of the reports saying a lot of small businesses aren't coming back. And that's true. And that's one of the reasons, honestly, that I actually like the stock market, because small businesses aren't on the stock market. It's big businesses that are in the stock market. And when small businesses go out of business, small businesses defined as 500 employees or less, big businesses benefit. They have less competition. And you see, this is actually favoring the big businesses. It's amazing how this works. That kind of sounded like Smooth 80. It's amazing, baby. I don't have the melanin content to be a Smooth 80. I'll tell you that much right now. But so, unemployment numbers. Who is to blame for the high unemployment and the jobs that are being lost? Partially the president. I'm not going to lie. I hold him responsible for the leadership and the listening to the fools that recommended we shut down the government. I'm not letting him off the hook with that. But now I'm strictly speaking of the recovery. The damage was done. Donald Trump listened to fools. He became foolish himself and shut down the economy. And we lost tons of jobs. We lost tons of businesses. We lost income. We lost wealth. We lost these things. And that he's partially responsible for that. The question right now is, who's responsible for the recovery? And I have to say, it is not the president. It is not the president now. It is the governors. And I say that for the positive and the negatives. There are governors like the Dakota governor, South Dakota, I think. She never shut down. She left it to the people to decide what is best for the health. Revolutionary idea. I know, it's amazing. And her state's doing well. Florida opened up. We're open again. We're doing better. We're not still doing the best, but we're doing better, and I feel really comfortable, and I feel really free, even though there aren't as free as I'd like to be, and I'm not as free as I like to be in Florida, but Governor DeSantis props. I'm going to throw up another screen for those of you who are listening. It is a ranking of states with the highest unemployment numbers according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS.gov. That was a site I referenced earlier on in the show. And we see the top states, lowest unemployment, August, 4%, Nebraska, Utah, Idaho, South Dakota, Vermont. You know, that's not really a conservative state, but they're making a showing. North Dakota, Alabama, Georgia. We're seeing a theme here. 4%, 4.1, 4.2, 4.8. These are the unemployment numbers in August of 2020. The unemployment rate, 5% Alabama. So it's still not the best, but those are their top, and those are doing pretty good. If we as a nation had 4% unemployment, no one would be questioning the letter of the recovery. No one would be questioning it. You would, if you've lost your job, you would be able to find a job at 4% unemployment, most likely. I think, what do they say? I think full employment's around 3%. Like, you know, the normal people, not the people trying to justify Obama's bad policies. I think they say it's around 3%. And what that means is that people are confident enough to look for a job that they'll quit their job without a new job and go look for a job. And that is like the wiggle room of what full employment is for the most part, to oversimplify it. But let's go down. Okay. So we have this unemployment number. What did we read it was? The long-term employment is right. As long, I think, oh man, I can't, I lost it. I thought I was going to remember the number exactly, but I think it's between 7 and 8%. Just looking at these ratings right now, that's the average of where we're at. I'm sure somebody's going to leave a comment. Let me know. Oh, and by the way, if you're listening to this show on YouTube or in the social media sites or even on a podcast, would you mind just sharing this right now? Really appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. The state with the worst unemployment, number 51, because Washington, D.C. is included in this, 13.2% unemployment. Rhode Island, 12.8%. New York, 12.5%. Hawaii, 12.5%. California, 11.4%. I'm going to just do the top 10 if you're wondering when I'm going to stop this. New Mexico, 11.3%. Massachusetts, 11.3%. Illinois, 11%. New Jersey, 10.9%. Pennsylvania, 10.3%. What do these states have in common? I'm just Googling right now. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure to prove my point. Nevada is a Democrat governor, too. I was thinking, oh, maybe that's a Republican. Nope, Harry Reid back in the day, you know, he retired, I think. The top 10, guys, I'm pretty sure all of these are run by Democrats. Double-digit unemployment. A majority of them, no less. I know almost all of these. Massachusetts has to be a Democrat. I'm like so confident about this, I didn't even check beforehand, but I know Hawaii is, New York, Rhode Island, I'm pretty sure. I think everything Northeast is, you know, Bernie Sanders Democrat, right? You're right. 80 knows. And on the top, the 4% are mostly Republican. So who is to blame? Is it the president? No. Like I said, we need to evaluate the individual governors and the parties in control. And it's Democrats, guys, in every sense of the word. The states with the double-digit unemployment still are Democrats. Do you want to trust them with the nation? Do you want to trust them with your future, with your kids' future, with your business, with your 401k, with your retirement plans, with your property rights, with your individual rights? Is this the party you want to trust? The people that are holding back the recovery, the people that are anchoring against the recovery are Democrats. Think about that when you decide to vote or when you're deciding not to vote. Should you vote? Think about it. I know tone is terrible. I know that there's some terrible things that Trump has done. But I love what Wilson said. He said, the Democrats, and this is a loose quote because it just popped in my head. Democrats are driving the car 100 miles off the cliff. Republicans are driving at 50 miles per hour off the cliff. Why does it matter? Because we're duct taped in the back of the trunk. And the Republicans are going to drive the car off the cliff much sooner or much less. The Democrats are going to drive the car off the cliff much sooner than the Republicans. And it's going to give us more time to figure out how to get out of the trunk. And that's why you need to vote for Donald Trump. That's why you need to vote Republican down the line. That's why local elections matter and why we need to get involved. Because this impacts all of us. It impacts our businesses, our investments, our retirements, our careers. Every single aspect of our lives is going to depend on this because the left has gone nuts. They're Marxist radicals, almost all of them. And I say, actually, no, all of them aren't. And I say it this way because even if you don't individually believe in all the far left things, you're supporting the platform that does and facilitates it. And as a Christian, if you are a Christian, you need to repent because that's sinful. If you're not a Christian, you just need Jesus and then figure out the rest later. Maybe step back from voting altogether or just trust me and vote down the line Republican. All right, man, I have a look forward to this week. I am excited. I just great, excited to finish this quarter. Hope to hear from you guys. Love seeing you guys share. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.